Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Coming up at 4, Mike Mayock joins us to break down Sunday's game. Then at 4:30, a very big special guest. I'll say this as a hint. This particular guest has never been on the show before. This specific guest we have at 4:30 has never been on the show before. Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. It's engagement season. Visit the only jeweler with over 2,500 Google five-star reviews. Mark's Jewelers, online at marks-jewelers.com. With Jalen Hurts back, should the Eagles on offense on Sunday let it rip and be aggressive or play it safe? With Jalen, 88% saying let it rip and be aggressive.
Let it rip, Tater Chip.
Let it rip, Tater Chip. Hashtag Justin from Tennessee. Before we get back to the phones, I want to address yesterday's topic. Mm-hmm. So yesterday's topic was, does Jalen Hurts have something to prove in the playoffs like Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson do? And like usual, any Jalen Hurts talk at all that is not glowing, resonates on the internet with a certain group of babies, crybabies who can't handle it. So I figured I would address this, specifically to put in a capsule, a very small capsule about what I think about this. So here's why I think Jalen Hurts has something to prove during the playoffs. These things are true. This first group of things are true. Jalen Hurts has won a ton of regular season games as quarterback of the Eagles. It is also true that the Philadelphia Eagles went to the Super Bowl with Jalen Hurts as a quarterback. And it is also true that he played great in the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. All of those things are true. These things are also true. He is 2-3 in the playoffs. His career passer rating in the playoffs is 88, which, by the way, was the passer rating of Drake May and Caleb Williams this year. He's been eliminated in the playoffs in the first round 2 of 3 years. It's also true that the best quarterback he's ever beat in the playoffs is Daniel Jones. And it's also true that the passing game has gotten worse the last 2 years. So when I say Jalen has something to prove in the playoffs, I'm not saying Jalen hasn't done anything. I'm not saying I don't think he's capable. Clearly he's capable because he's been there and done it. My point is, a person who has this sort of record with both good things and bad things, and I just laid them all out, played great in the Super Bowl, got the team to the Super Bowl. However, lost in the first round 2 out of 3 years, passer rating not that great, hasn't really beaten another great quarterback in the playoffs. All those things true as well, which is why I think he has something to prove in the playoffs like those other quarterbacks do. It's true he hasn't accomplished as much in the regular season as those guys, hasn't been in the league as long as those guys, but this is his fifth year in the playoffs, high-paid quarterback, MVP runner-up, all those sorts of things. So I think he's got to show something.
Well, and here's the other thing that goes along with that. For you, it's really he has to prove something to you.
For sure.
Yeah, yes. I mean, that's what it is. Because some people will say, he doesn't have to prove anything to me.
Which is fine.
I'm fine with him. He's good to go. You know what I'm saying? And so I get it, and I understand it. I don't know if it was a caller. I think it was a caller the other day that just basically framed this picture as, when judging Jalen Hurts, you almost have to, you got to throw out how you traditionally judge the quarterback. Now, you can, if you want to sort of, I guess, be okay with how he's playing and not have these certain standards. In other words, some people may be like, listen, if he's the Troy Aikman, and I've been calling it, I said, if he's the Troy Aikman, he's fine. Troy Aikman won 3 Super Bowls, and he's in the Hall of Fame. His numbers aren't overly impressive. If you just go look at his raw numbers, it's the championship and the postseason play is what elevates Troy Aikman. It's not that he wowed you with a bunch of touchdown passes and yardage and any of that stuff. But to your point, in the postseason, He played big. He had to beat Steve Young. He had to beat Brett Favre. Like, he had to win these games against Green Bay and San Francisco and then go win the Super Bowl against Jim Kelly, the likes of that, to win championships. And that's where I think Troy Aikman sort of got elevated, is that he stepped up in big games. I just think that's kind of how I view Jalen. It is. I just kind of have to view Jalen like he's a winner, he's a game manager, he's a gamer, and those are good things. Those are good qualities to have. And Troy Aikman wouldn't have been as good if he didn't have the surrounding cast he had.
Absolutely.
Including the Hall of Fame coach.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And I would say the other thing, and the reason that it's proved something to me, look, he might end up winning a Super Bowl using his legs as much as he does as a primary option.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of people are saying, well, you don't count the things he does with his legs.
Right.
But when you look historically, and this isn't about quarterbacks who can run, it's quarterbacks who lean on the run.
Rely on it, yeah.
Rely on it the way that he does. You look historically in the NFL, when you start facing these better teams in the playoffs, they almost sort of wait for that guy.
Mm-hmm.
Because they know when they get him, it's like, you're not playing regular season games against regular season teams anymore.
Right.
So that's why, look, if he can do it that way, and they do it, more power to him. More power to him. But some of the really great quarterbacks who have been those guys, from the Cam Newtons to the Mike Vick to even Lamar, is when they get to the playoffs, they're not able to do the same things. They're more limited than in what they can do.
Sure.
Which is also, look, if he can win a Super Bowl running as much, relying on the run for him as much as he does, more power to him. I end up being wrong. Or if he's able to pass the ball better than I expect he can, more power to him. Like, I just want them to win a Super Bowl. That's what I want. So when I say prove something to me, he's the most important. You said a bunch of times, he's the most important player on the team. Mm-hmm. He touches the ball every offensive possession.
So you mean by when you say prove something to you, you're not talking about numbers. You're talking about going and winning?
Well, number. There's all sorts of different numbers.
Right. That's what. But does the winning supersede numbers? Is all I'm saying.
If they win a Super Bowl, it supersedes everything.
Right.
It supersedes everything.
I'll say this. Favre got the 5 NFC Championship games and 1 Super Bowl, and it wasn't because of a bunch of passing numbers.
Oh, right. Yes.
Like Favre did whatever he had to do.
Yes.
You know, to win. And we had great defense around him and everything else. It wasn't, he won consistently. Now, you may say, well, because he wasn't the thrower that he should have been, maybe we didn't win the Super Bowl.
Maybe.
Like, that's an argument, but I'm saying he won regularly every year.
But he also was a better thrower than Jalen is.
Arm is stronger. Yeah. I don't know if he's a more accurate thrower. I don't know if he's a more accurate thrower. His arm was stronger for sure.
Yeah. He did, by the way, the same sort of avoid turnover thing that Jalen has, Don had too.
Don had that too. Yep. He took care of the ball.
Yep. So that's, and look, it is what, if he's proven enough to you and you don't need to see anything, is what it is.
Yeah.
I do. You know, and that's
sort of what it is.
Yeah. 215-592-9494, what's going on with my mouse here? Caller who abandoned our show. Chuck from Mount Airy is on WIP. What's up, Chuck?
Oh, Spike, why you gotta introduce me like that?
Well, you announced your departure. I just need to, you know, set the stage.
Oh, come on. This is about the playoffs, man.
Okay.
I mean, I gotta call in special occasions. I gotta call in. And I'm progressing. I'm waiting on hold for an hour and 10 minutes.
All right, there we go. All right.
You know what I mean?
All right.
You want a trophy or
Oh wow.
Buzz, don't you weigh in, Buzz.
Shut your ass up, Buzz. You know what I mean? Buzz somewhere and poop on yourself. You know what I mean? Hey, listen.
What's up, Chuck?
Hey, let me say this. Let me speak to you, brother, real quick.
Yes. Right?
I gotta go. Listen, man, this guy, Jalen Hurts. Listen, we talking about an organization, right? That ran a tush push with a guy with broken ribs. Okay.
Yeah.
So they're gonna put this guy in at a disadvantage. This coaching staff, but Jalen has to be responsible for himself and be helpful to himself and protect himself.
Yep.
You know.
Yep.
I don't think that this organization, this coach, is a moron. So he doesn't have the capability.
You're still there, Chuck. I thought you had moved past that with Nick Sirianni.
Yeah, he's still a boy. I mean, that doesn't change. You know what I mean? That doesn't change at all. You know, this guy is going to do what he needs to do to win, what he feels necessary to do and win. And if that's pit Jalen Hurts at an average, at a disadvantage, I'm sorry, then that's what he's going to do because he wants to win so badly. You know what I mean? And that's what the coach is going to do. And this is his job to try to win. You know what I mean? It's not his job to protect Jalen. Jalen's job is to protect Jalen. So, you know, I'm just saying this. I've been hearing a lot of stuff on his radio station, and particularly with, you know, with you guys. You know, Green Bay ain't sweet. I just want to let you know that. Green Bay is not sweet, man. You know, we are going to win this football game, and we should win it by 2 touchdowns. But we're not going to win it because, you know, we're home or we got the best team, the best players.
Now, that is why we're going to win it, Chuck, because we got the best team and the best players. Yes, it is.
And
Green Bay is sweet.
Oh,
no. They ain't sweet like that. Come on, man. Listen, we don't think like that. You know what I'm saying? They're not sweet. No, they're not, man. 2 weeks ago, we were talking about Green Bay going up and potentially being able to beat anyone.
Yeah, I know. But here's the thing, though. Here's the thing, though. It's Thursday. And I'm not about to act like I'm afraid of the Green Bay Packers this weekend. That's not happening.
I'm not saying be afraid.
Okay.
This game is being won right now.
Okay.
This game is being won right now. The preparation up into this game. These guys gotta come out and really be prepared and really execute on the field. All those other things is an additive, you know. But these guys, you know, Green Bay, like I said, they can get hot quick. You know what I mean? Josh Jacobs, no slouch. Jordan Love, no slouch. And I tell you, it's gonna be potentially the toughest run for us, you know, to the Super Bowl. But I gotta say this much too, right?
Mm-hmm.
You think, Spike, that, you know, Jalen got to prove something. I'm with you on that. I think he's still got to prove a lot to me, too. But here's the thing, right? Jalen, this defense is going to be the reason why we get to where we need to be. And I'm going to tell you why.
Yeah.
This defense is Demolition Green. That's what this defense is. This secondary this week is going to be lights out. This secondary is going to be, I'm telling you, my man get his first interception this week. You know, Quinyon, I'm calling it.
We can keep CJ away. Yeah.
Yeah, CJ plays defense on Quinyon.
CJ be hating, man. I tell you, he had to do that, man. He had to do that to my guy, man. I was like, yeah, Quinyon did CJ just came and took that man. You know what I mean? Hey, listen, but I'll take that this week. Whoever gets it, they get it. You know
That's
I mean?
Right. That's right.
By all means necessary, we need all hands on deck this week. And I'm telling you, you know what I mean? These guys are good enough to win the bowl. But I need Jalen to be healthy, and I need him to be at his best. Everybody got to go to another level. You know it, man.
Listen.
Playoffs is what it is.
I agree. This week, though, we just need to get Jalen. We need to get Jalen through this week. Getting through this week, and he'll be ready to roll full speed next week.
Well, he got to earn. Well, listen, here's the thing. You know, Ike, ain't no game next week until we earn one. We got to go out
there. That's true.
Game next week.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
So I mean, like I said, I agree with you, with both of you. But I just think, you know, this thing is getting crazy, man. But let me say something about Tasty Cake Dom real quick. Hey, Tasty Cake, listen.
Wait, he didn't do anything wrong. Did Tasty Cake do anything?
Let's hear him out. I don't know.
Okay.
Tasty Cake, I like you, but you're a bit of a kiss ass. You know what I mean? You're a teacher's pet, you know? And you don't got to be that way. See, people are going to call up here and be them authentic selves. And then you got Spike and Ike and get them in line. You know what I'm saying? But here's the thing. You know, Freddie Mitchell was wrong yesterday. Freddie Mitchell, he's an immature guy, and he still is. And Sean Lindetta had every right to feel the way he felt. And as far as Chris Lindsay talking, I was listening yesterday. That was great radio. I tell you, I enjoyed myself.
Not a surprise that you enjoyed that, Chuck. It's right up your alley.
Hey, listen. Hey, Spike, I text Jack. And I said, great, great radio. Yo, I'm telling you, man, I almost cried going off the, you know, off the road, you know. But he doesn't have to call up and apologize. One thing about Spike don't hold grudges. You know what I'm saying? Me and Spike had our run-ins, but the man don't hold grudges. I can give him that. You know what I'm saying? So Chris, just call up. Continue to call up. I love your calls. Do what you do, and that's that. But Tasty Cake Dom, you don't got to kiss ass like that.
Leave Tasty Cake Dom's a nice man.
Yeah, leave Tasty Cake
alone, man.
He could be a nice man. I never said he wasn't a nice man. You know, he's a good guy. I like him, but you know, he kind of like throws people under the bus to make himself look good. You know what I mean? See, people like me get carte blanche, right, normally, and get to the top because I earned that. You know what I'm saying? See, when I first called up the show, when I first called this show, I was at the bottom of the barrel. But when I got on with fire, and I knew, listen,
you did.
I had to make it last.
You did.
You know what I'm saying?
You did.
So, you know, people, People earn their stripes, man.
Yeah, but I mean, here's the thing with me, Chuck, is that what I like about our show is that we have all different kinds of callers, right? We have the fiery ones like you and Chris who threaten me physically. We have the more laid-back ones like Tasty Cake Dom who still brings great points, all that kind of stuff. So you know, we got the laid-back ones like Reese. You know, right. we got all kinds. We got all kinds.
Yeah. You know, you got regular callers, and then you got regular callers.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
All right, Chuck.
Okay, Andrews.
Yeah.
Come on, man. I think he on a Viking or something when he calls in. I don't know what the hell's going on with that, man. Yeah, that guy, he calls in. He's all over the place, man. But, I like him. He calmed down a little bit. But, yeah, come on, man. You got okay, Andrews, and then you got, you know, OG Wade or something. Come on, Spike. You got to weigh it out, baby. Weigh it out.
All right, that's all I'm saying.
All right. Hey, listen, go Birds on Sunday.
Go Birds.
Talk to y'all, man. I'm glad to hear y'all back on the radio. And that radio yesterday, that was great radio.
Rod
Lincoln, if you listen to
that. All right, brother.
All right, Chuck. Chuck, of course, loved the fight between me and Christopher Van Sagan, because anytime a caller yells at me and threatens me physically.
He's all for that.
Chuck is loving it. So Jordan Love hurt his elbow on Sunday, mentioned that he had trouble feeling his hand afterwards. Matt LaFleur had said he would play. Here's what Jordan Love said yesterday.
Funny ball? Like everybody's had happen. Nothing funny about it.
No. Definitely not.
Very funny Sunday.
See, yeah, I'm hopeful.
So they asked, are you playing on Sunday? We'll see. I'm hopeful.
Yeah,
he's playing.
Of course he's playing.
Right, yeah. Malik Willis is hurt too, actually. I forget what his injury was. Backup quarterback. I think he's hurt as well. So,
well, if he's not playing, we definitely should be just running Saquon.
Yeah, if Jordan Love's not playing.
Yes.
Yeah. Even though Shiel made the good point, the guy that to bludgeon us of all running backs more than anyone this year
was Josh Jacobs.
Was Josh Jacobs in that game.
Different defense.
Yes. Yes.
That's totally different defense.
That's why I said when I talked to BG, when we had the BG show on Monday, and we brought up the Green Bay game. I said, it seems like it was 10 years ago.
Oh, yeah. Totally different.
Different. It seems like a different season.
Yep.
It doesn't even seem like it was part of this season. 215-592-9494. Keith in Ben Salem. You're on WIP. What's up, Keith?
Yo, what's up, guys? How you doing?
What's up, Keith?
It's funny. Chuck from Mount Airy, he throws some shade, right? He is the biggest flip-flopper that I've heard on the entire radio station.
Oh, no.
I don't know what color stripes he has because they change every time I hear him. So,
really? He stays. I always think. I always think Chuck stays pretty committed to his takes, right?
He hates it when they're doing good. He likes them. When they're doing bad, he hates them. He's a total flip flop. You know, he's almost as bad as OG Wade.
All right. So OG Wade doesn't flip flop. OG Wade doesn't flip flop.
Yeah, he's always wrong.
Well, that's true.
Anyway. So, Ike, my Nubian brother.
Yes.
Listen.
Oh, I haven't been called a Nubian brother in a while. I like that.
I love this show, man.
I love this show.
All right.
So, I'm keeping Ben Sam. I'll be your new guy that's going to call every week.
Okay.
All right.
But the thing is, the only reason I disagree with you, Ike, about Jalen is because when we need him out there, his 100%, whether he's going to run the ball, pass the ball, we need 100% of our quarterback. We don't need 80%. And the thing is, it's like I remember when at halftime when they played Kansas City, and it looked like what's his name, Mahomes was going off the field, right? It was a bent ankle, right?
Yeah.
He came back and ripped a 40-yard run, a 35-yard run on us. I think
it's not a concussion.
I'm so tired of the first four games of preseason, we don't play the players. Then they have a bye, we don't play the players. Then it comes towards the playoffs, we don't play the players.
Who said he's not going to play?
No, but I'm to 100%. Do you want this to turn into the NBA? It's really what it's turning into if you think about it.
Well, the NFL is nothing like the NBA, so I don't even know where this comparison is going.
But look at the product of the NFL and the NBA.
Yeah, no, what I'm saying, all I'm saying is, Keith, all I'm saying is that I don't need to put Jalen in harm's way unnecessarily, Right? That's what I'm saying. We don't need to unload the clip to beat the Green Bay Packers. That's just my feeling. I don't feel like that we're playing if we were playing the Detroit Lions, I wouldn't be saying this. Right? Okay. I wouldn't be saying this if this was in the second round. This is a wild card game at home. Hold on. Let me finish where I'm going with it. This is a wild card game at home against an opponent that's undermanned, and I feel like I don't necessarily feel like I need to have Jalen out there to be Superman to beat the Green Bay Packers. I just don't. I don't feel like I need to do that. He's going to throw the ball. He's going to take off and run. I don't need him lowering his head to try to pick up a first down in the first quarter. I don't need a bunch of unnecessary quarterback draws early in the game, putting him in harm's way, right? I need him to get through this damn game and so we can get on to the next round. The Green Bay Packers are not on the same level as we are. And no amount of fear is going to make me believe the Packers are.
You know, I love that, Mike.
Yeah.
I just listen to the fire in your voice just coming back. That just shows you if you were in the locker room, you would, and you're getting ready to play the game. Mm-hmm. You're getting ready to play 100%. And then the other point is it's called entertainment, Mike. And I hate to bring it to this.
Yeah.
I had people over my house on Thanksgiving. I had to shell out money to put it on Netflix to get a bad product of games on my TV.
You're going to get a good product Sunday?
No, on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I know, but I'm saying you're going to get a good product Sunday. You don't think the Eagles are going to get a good game?
I understand, but I think sometimes – I love these athletes, and I want to see the Eagles do well. But, I mean, it's like when you're trying to put the ball always right in the middle, I think it just takes away from it a little bit. That's all.
Okay. Well, listen, I'm knocking on wood. Because if he's taking off running every time he gets hit, I'm gonna be like, oh, Lord, hope he gets up.
But the thing is, he has a threat to run. And as long as that linebacker, that safety, the cornerback knows that there's a threat that he could run, that's what I'm like, Lordy, yeah, that's right.
As long as he slides before
that's what makes him great. He has to learn that. He has to do it.
Well, as long as he slides, then I'm okay. You realize when he got the concussion, he didn't slide.
I agree. Listen, it looked like it was an. I didn't even know he was hurt. To tell you the truth.
Exactly, and he missed 2.5 weeks.
Right. Did he really miss 2.5 weeks because he had a concussion? I have a lower body injury.
Nah. So let me ask you this. Let me ask you this, Keith. Let me ask you this. So if Jalen Hurts was completely healthy the last, let's say, 2 weeks, because we'll give him 1 week that he was in there and he wasn't healthy. Let's say the last 2 weeks. What benefit does it give the Eagles to not have Jalen around in meetings and out on the practice field actually practicing?
I don't know what the protocol is, but I obviously
no. I'm asking you, what benefit is that to the Eagles? What you're intimating is that he's been healthy and they just held him out of practice and everything else.
No, I just don't know because the information isn't put out there. That's all I'm saying.
Well, the info though, Keith, is that he didn't pass protocol.
Yes,
that's it.
Yes.
Thank you for the call, Keith. And I know a lot of people were thinking, well, they just weren't passing him out of it because he wasn't playing in the game. Well, they could have just passed him out of it anyway and not played him in the game.
Yes.
And that way he could have been in all the meetings. He could have practiced. He could have gotten reps in and not played in the game.
Yes.
So, look, he's out of it now, and that's good. But I don't think there was any advantage to him not being passed out of protocol if they could last week. Yeah. They didn't have to play him against the Giants if he was out of protocol.
I completely agree. This idea that we're convincing ourselves that it wasn't that bad and he's been fine for the last 2 weeks, they were just holding him out. It doesn't make sense.
It's the same people who are saying it's not that bad are the same people who were saying he was definitely concussed in the other game. You know what I mean? We're like, oh, he was definitely concussed. Well, you know.
Yeah.
All right. Coming up next, Mike Mayock, a true filmsman.
True filmsman.
We'll talk to Mayock about the matchup with the Packers. And the thing I want to ask Mike is, if there's one thing about the Packers we have to worry about as Philadelphia Eagles fans, what is that? So we'll talk to Mike next. And then coming up at 4:30, a surprise guest who has never been on the show before, a very big guest coming up at 4:30. This is the WIP Afternoon Show. with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.